Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Some people think God doesn't really care what you believe, only what you do. But that's false. God cares very much what you believe. It's why he revealed his word to you, to teach you what is right and wrong, to teach you what you are to believe, and that you are to believe in him and his word and what he reveals. He wants you. He insists that you believe the truth about right and wrong, and about yourself, and about him, about your desperate need for salvation because of your sins, and about the free salvation he has won for you through the suffering and death of his Son, and now offers you in the gospel, in word and sacrament. God cares very much that you believe every word he has spoken to you in the Bible, and that you fear, love, and believe in or trust in him above all things. But it's equally false when people say, God doesn't care what you do, only what you believe. As if having the right doctrine and believing the right doctrine were all that mattered to God. No, if you read the scriptures, you have to conclude that both faith and love, faith toward God and love in what you do toward your neighbor, are equally important to God. When the Apostle Paul wrote to the congregations under his supervision, he almost always emphasized both things, faith and love. It's right there in his epistles to the Corinthians, the Galatians, the Ephesians, the Colossians, and the Thessalonians. Faith and love go together, belong together. Faith and love are the twin pillars of God's house. In this past Sunday's gospel, Jesus taught his disciples especially about love, about some specific examples of love, or mercy, or compassion. Not judging, not condemning, but forgiving and giving. This evening's readings, all three of them, also emphasize the love God expects his people to show. Isaiah berated the people of Israel for pretending to serve God simply by faithfully fasting. He corrects them. Would you be dedicated to serving God? You don't serve God through fasting. At best, you serve yourself in a good way to turn your thoughts toward God and away from yourself and from your earthly concerns for a while, but fasting doesn't help your neighbor. The true service to God includes service to your neighbor in his time of need. So Isaiah says, take away the pointing finger and the speaking wickedness towards your neighbor. Replace it with service towards your neighbor, with prayer, with self-sacrifice. In other words, replace it with love. And then he promises all those great blessings from the Lord for doing such things. But remember, he's talking to his covenant people, not to those who would earn their way into God's favor by their works, but to those who first repent of their wickedness and are counted righteous by faith in God and his mercy. When believers add love to faith, as they must, then great blessings are promised as an incentive to goad us, to keep us moving in the direction of love. In writing to the Romans in chapter 14, starting even at the beginning of the chapter, St. Paul gives us a very clear example of the love the Roman Christians were to show to one another, an example of the kind of judging that God forbids, as we heard in Sunday's gospel, do not judge. He's not forbidding the genuine concern for someone who is clearly breaking one of God's commandments What he's forbidding is self-righteous criticizing and showing contempt for someone who simply has a different practice than you do regarding something God's word neither commands nor forbids, like, in this case, which food a person chooses to eat or not to eat. Some Christians in Rome and in the Christian world at that time, in their weakness, in their lack of understanding, thought that eating certain foods wasn't proper. And so they didn't eat those foods. The others who knew better, who believed the right thing, looked down on their brothers who abstained from certain kinds of food. But Paul rebukes them for such unloving judgmentalism and for such contempt. Don't sit in judgment of your brother, but do all things to the Lord as a thank offering to the Lord. And be very careful that none of your words or actions cause offense to your brother. The kingdom of God, Paul says, is righteousness and peace and joy in the Spirit. Where those things prevail, there can be no self-righteous judging and condemning, no pointing of the finger. And finally, we hear from the Lord Jesus himself this evening in Matthew chapter 5, who clearly cares very much that his people not only believe correctly, but also love sincerely. And not just your fellow Christians, and not just those who treat you well or who love you back. He expects his people to love even our enemies and those who mistreat us and persecute us. He expects us to pray for them, to greet them warmly instead of shunning them and turning the cold shoulder to them, and to treat them with compassion. Why? Because that's how your Father is. That's what your Father does. It's what he did for his enemies, gave his Son into death for them so that they might live. It's what he continues to do, even for the wicked, making his sun rise on the good and the evil, making the rain come on the just and the unjust, sustaining this world and this universe and providing so many good things in this life, even for those who hate him and who refuse to acknowledge that he exists. That's the perfection of your Father. That is the completeness of his love, in that it extends not just to some, but to all. And so Jesus calls upon the redeemed children of God to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect, to let your love spill over not to some, but to all, just as the Father's love does. So make every effort to be known for your faith, for believing and confessing the truth of Christ, but also make every effort to be known for your love that flows from a genuine faith in Christ. Both faith and love are essential for the Christian, and both are the result of the working of God's Holy Spirit in the hearts and minds of those who hear and cherish the Word of God. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.